Old friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about those small changes. And yes, I share the story of HarperCollins saving trees and paper. But in our own lives, we can do the same thing and we see big results. It's, I think, the consistency that becomes the challenging thing when you don't see the results right away. I'm trying to get more steps in as I've got a wedding to look forward to. I'm excited for the wedding, but not the bridesmaid's dress. Let's just say outside wedding, summer satin. I'm not going to say any more. Producer Mike, what about you? Any small changes yielding big results in your life?
I started exercising a couple of years, last year, I think, sometime.
Sure, it feels like a couple of years.
It does. I haven't seen the results that I was hoping for, but I do notice results. Like, my cardio is better. I'm not getting gassed just walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
So that's good. Little results. That's what I got to look for, not the big macro ones.
Exactly. You got to take stock, and I think, too, it's write down those small accomplishments to carry you through when you're just thinking, what's the point?
That's a good idea when you're sitting there on the couch feeling like a bum.
Yeah. What does it matter anyway?
I can walk up the stairs without going out of breath.
Exactly. Yeah. Work has elevators anyway.
So true.
So yes, those small little things we do every day yielding big results. What do you got for me? 905-338-1250. Mary says that she has been reading 15 minutes a day and she is surprised with how many books she is starting to get through. Oh, I used to have goals of reading a book a month. And it was really exciting when I was able to do that. Now we're back to probably a book every 2 months. Life's gotten a little busy. But yeah, thank you so much for sharing. It's the little things that we do every day. So what are you doing that's little that could be big down the road? I'm Holly Taylor, and we are having the riveting discussion, my friends, about insurance. Mm-hmm. I know. Not fun, but I'm kind of amused because when I was younger, I really thought it was just life insurance and car insurance and house insurance. That's it. That's all you need. It's like the basics. But no, now that I'm older, it's more than that. You got your life, you got your health, you've got your children insurance, your pet insurance. I don't know. Have you heard of any other kind of insurance, Producer Mike?
One comes to mind, phone insurance.
Sorry, what?
Smartphone insurance.
What?
You buy a new smartphone, you can pay to insure it. I think it's a couple dollars every month. And if you drop it or shatter your phone or drive over it with a car, I don't know, pick your poison, they'll replace it for you free of charge if you have that insurance.
I have kids. I should have known about this.
It's not something I've ever bought, but some of my friends that work in construction or one's an arborist, they buy it. Like, they have to, or that could seriously cost them $1,200.
Okay.
For a new phone.
Oh, well, there we go. I didn't even know. And I should. What other kind of insurances are out there? People saying liability? Yeah, for sure. Property damage. Renter's insurance, says Meredith. Yep, nope. Absolutely. What is this? There's umbrella insurance that covers it all. Oh, my goodness. Long-term care insurance definitely came in handy when my parents got sick. That's from Paul. Absolutely. So, yeah, I guess insurance has its place. It's just so funny when you hit that point in your life when all the conversations turn to mortgages and insurance and politics, and you're like, but what concerts are happening? Can we have those conversations instead? Oh, my goodness. Well, here we are. So feel free to text in. An interesting insurance. You can text in 905-338-1250. This is good. Okay, this is our last one. Lisa says, hand insurance. I had a friend who was a hand model at their hands insured. So I guess if that's your livelihood. Ooh, I should get vocal insurance. Is that a thing? Earlier, we were talking about For King and Country as their movie comes out towards the end of April, Unsung Hero. Well, let's have a story right now about some unsung heroes. I am loving this. This is a charity that is in Wisconsin, and it is called Wheels for Winners. And what does this mean? Well, essentially, this is a very cycling-friendly city, and so they realized that there's actually a lot of kids who didn't have bikes. And so they wanted to make sure that they could get these bikes out. And so if you volunteer for 10 hours doing some kind of community service, you get a free bike. It's open to everybody. You can select the bike that you want and just ride off into the sunset. They say they have about 400 bikes, but they could probably take in about 750. People donate the bikes, donate parts. They clean them up. And then when people donate their time, they can get a bike. So kind of a cool way of encouraging people to do random acts of kindness and to get out there and actively volunteer, because sometimes the biggest hurdle is just getting started. You don't know where to go. You don't know who you can volunteer for, but you have the desire. So here people can do that. And I guess as a thank you, they get a free bike after 10 hours. That's it. So I love this. It's a wonderful way of encouraging getting out there, allowing kids who might not be able to afford a bike the opportunity to have a bike, but also in a lot of cases, it becomes their transportation. So a really wonderful way. Wheels for Winners. I love the idea. I'm Holly Taylor. We are scratching out the complaining, criticizing, concern, commiserating, and catastrophizing in our brains as we erase negative self-talk today on this National Day of Just That. 905-338-1250. What are some of those things that you have introduced, those habits, to help stop and curb the five C's? Text in. I think the idea of saying that negative thought to the little version of you, like your childhood version, it just brings to light how harsh sometimes we speak to ourselves. And hopefully that visual example will help you speak nicely to you. Producer Mike, I know you've enjoyed working with youth, and I'm sure there are some words of wisdom you've imparted upon them just based on some of the research that you've done. How have you helped to encourage others to curb the negative self-talk?
Something I learned about a couple of years ago, DBT. It's called Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. And it's just about changing the way that you talk about things that are happening. Okay. So you make a mistake.
Right.
I don't know. You're parking your car, okay, mm-hmm. and you bump the garage door a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of going, I'm so stupid. I'm such a bad driver. No, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you're a horrible person. It doesn't mean you're a horrible driver.
Yeah.
It just means a mistake happened. So it's about changing the way that you talk about
things
that have happened, specifically negative things.
I like this. Yeah. This is good. Thank you. See, this is why I bring smart people on around me. If you can't have all the smart things to say, surround yourself with smart people.
I still feel like this conversation warrants a phone call to a good friend, Jay Woods, you know?
Yes, I
He'd
know.
He'd be great for this.
Oh, man, but he's so busy helping people navigate these things on the day-to-day. We might have to put in a text and be like, what's your thoughts? Because it's important. It's easy to complain. I think that's one of the great places to start is when you start catching yourself complaining. Try to find the positive in that situation, and it'll help you be less negative about it and thus at least scratch off one of the five C's. So you don't have to scratch them all off at the same time. Just one step at a time. It's Holly Taylor, and maybe it's time for some books to be wide open, as there are lots of book lovers out there, and a lot of the favorite books are, you know, like the Bronte sisters or, I don't know, Sherlock Holmes. There's so many incredible authors that come from the UK. And so now there's actually book tours. I'm not an avid reader. I do enjoy books from time to time. Busy with life, but I would so love to like visit the homes and the footsteps of the authors of my favorite books. It would just bring them to life in a completely different way. I mean, imagine going to Shakespeare's Globe Theater. Oh, I would so love that. Or maybe you're going to go find where C.S. Lewis was. Visit where Narnia was inspired by. The Bronte sister houses. I'm like, oh yeah, this is where Charlotte was. Big fan of Emily and Anne, too. So you could actually go throughout the UK and see where these books came to life. Oh, I'm a history nerd. That's my preference. And this combines reading and fun and history all in one place. Sign me up. Jane Austen, show me your house.